The View co-host Joy Behar thinks conservative woman could win presidency faster than a liberal. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 22, 2025. ABC's The View co-host Joy Behar said this week that she believes a conservative woman would win the U.S. presidency faster than a liberal candidate. During the show's podcast, The View producer Brian Tetta asked Behar and co-host Sonny Hostin if the country is getting more comfortable with women leaders. To which Hostin replied, "Maybe a woman, but not a black woman, ever. Not in my lifetime." Watch below. It's possible that somebody like a Liz Cheney could win if she wasn't in the doghouse with her own party right now, Behar said. She could be somebody who could run. I think maybe a conservative woman would win faster than a liberal. Tetta concurred, replying, "A lot of people think that. A lot of people think a conservative woman might win first." A white conservative woman, yes, Hostin clarified. Still fixating on race, before suggesting that perhaps a female president may not be in the cards anytime soon. "There's a lot of misogyny in this country." Tetta then chimed in, saying, "It was hard to imagine after Obama was elected the first time that we'd ever be back where we are now." "I think Trump's election is a reaction to having a black president," Hostin asserted. On Monday's episode of The View, the women discussed former First Lady Michelle Obama's recent remarks in which she argued that the United States is not ready for a woman to be president. During the conversation, Behar pointed out that other countries, such as Italy, Iceland, and Mexico, have already elected female leaders, before claiming that the United States is the only country that hasn't. Watch below. "I respectfully disagree with the First Lady," The View co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin said of Michelle Obama's comments. "I don't think that we're not ready," Griffin continued. "I think when you look at the two candidates that were Democratic nominees, Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris, there's always sexism that plays in, but they were flawed candidates." Hostin then chimed in to opine, and again focused on race, that the United States, which elected its first black president in 2008, is based on racism and slavery, thus too racist and misogynistic to ever elect a black woman as president. "Because of my lived experience as an Afro-Latina, I'm able to look at this world with a different prism. And I'm able to tell this country and tell this audience and tell my fellow co-hosts some uncomfortable truths," Hostin declared. "This is a country based on racism and slavery. And founded in it, there is systemic racism and misogyny," she added. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.